Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective, with myself, Cynthia Sloan. Welcome, everyone. I am delighted to have you with me this evening. This show is all about listener participation. I would love to hear your questions and comments during the second part of the show. I have a very special guest with me this evening, which we will get to. Her name is Laura Alves. And first, I'm going to share with you the number. So if you want to call in and talk to this very special guest, you can. That number is toll-free 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. So please know at the second half of the show, you'll be able to, if you desire, to participate and to be heard. So let's get to our special guest tonight, who I'm very excited has joined us. I'm going to let you speak all about who you are and share all of your light and your wisdom and your gifts. And I just wanted to say that I have been able to see this person's light, her aura, and the way it moves in the world. I've been honored to see that energetically, holographically, and it has shown itself to me. And this person is really in a process that I think is very exciting, and that her sharing it with me and all of you, I think will be very validating to many people. And so I really invite you to listen from, of course, your heart, but also contemplate her journey and your own as well. So with that said, Laura, welcome.
Thank you very much. It is very much an honor to be here with you tonight, Cynthia. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I am so looking forward to this show and the opportunity to first really talk about how would you share, I mean, I know that there are aspects of you, shamanic healing, Reiki master, on and so on, et cetera, but without really me putting definitions or titles on it, where are you at right now in your life? What are you finding to be what is calling your attention?
Well, right now what's really calling my attention most is the call itself.
Mm-hmm.
It is, in fact, the main process that I'm going through right now is receiving it and feeling compelled to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been quite a transition process for me. And a long time coming. It's been building. My spiritual transitions have been building for quite some time, and it's become really kind of almost overwhelming now, and something that I can't ignore anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much an act of faith for me to do this, because the reality is that I feel like I'm kind of putting myself forward without really fully understanding all the aspects of what that means, and even without understanding fully the purpose of how I'm guided forward at this point. But that's okay, and that's part of my challenge in this transition, is accepting with faith that my job is just to be here and to listen to the call and do what I can to be aware of what's being asked of me, and provide that to the best of my ability. I hope that makes sense.
It makes complete sense, and I'm actually so excited that you've shared that, because so many people around the world right now, especially right now, are feeling a calling, even a longing, if you will, to return to their originating state, or to return to themselves, or begin something new, a new way of life, but it's a familiar calling. So they know that they need to make a change, but they don't know all the details about that change. And it's a tremendous time right now for you, as you're sharing, and for others that I'm hearing from, for definitions that sometimes can limit us and attach us to a certain aspect of what we're growing into, and we might become clingier or hanging on to just that aspect without having a definition of complete clarity. That's not a bad thing. I invite everyone that's listening to contemplate. Often we find our security and our sense of safety in knowing. And really, I find what you're saying, and I'm not translating for you by any means, and I want to know if this resonates with you, but it's almost like you're moving into your feeling body and into a relationship of trust that you might not even know fully what's being asked of you, but you have this tremendous wisdom, which we will talk about, which does fuel your ability to answer the call or to even show up for it. So I would approach it to you in a question. Do you feel that this is a time for you right now where it can be scary, but it's also exciting, and where it's really a journey back to the center of who you are?
Oh, absolutely. Hands down, all of that definitely applies to what I'm experiencing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it's, I think the reason that it's easy to kind of let go and trust in the process, because I do feel so deeply and truly that what I'm doing is answering the call of my truest and highest self. You know,
mm-hmm.
I feel so honored and very blessed to be a person who feels that I have a sense, even if I can't define what it is I'm doing or what I'm meant to do, just having a sense of connection to at least be heading in the right direction,
mm-hmm.
And really feel like I'm answering the call of my soul's purpose in
mm-hmm.
this lifetime, really, mm-hmm. is how it feels to me.
I find that to be so inspirational for everyone, because there are times where we don't know what the next step holds, but there is this need, or I would say even beyond the need, there is this propelling energetic within us to investigate, to move away from what we have found as a secure place in many standards of our living is changing, and it's changing, and not necessarily always in a bad way, but in a way that many clients all over the world that I have the honor of talking with, you included, are individuals who have a calling, and they're moving towards the discovery of that, in turn discovering what is needed as the awakening point for others. Let me just touch on, and you definitely be given an opportunity to add to this. I think that as an individual that has been given the honor to see your gifts, your aura, your ancestry, your wisdom, etc., everyone who's listening, I just wanted to give you a perception, if you will. This individual, it's not that she's moving in a direction, and even if she was, it would still be a direction that revealed itself to her. But what I've seen, and we've talked about, Laura and I, as well, is that she's moving in a direction, but she has these gifts that she could see like 10 to 20 people, and these are my words, and definitely I want to hear from Laura about this, but in my perception, she can see about 10 to 20 people in a day, if you will, this might be a part of her future, and be able to offer 10 to 20 different modalities, avenues and venues of healing to all kinds of different tools for people to help themselves, from creative endeavors to alchemy to spiritual. I mean, this is somebody who's returning to herself, and I think not fully knowing how to define it, because when we do return to ourselves, we return to the center of the universe, and there is an unlimited supply of who we truly are and what we're connected to. And I think that's where you are and where you're going. Would you say that?
I do very much hope that is true. That is
mm-hmm.
that is much my faith in this. I do believe that's true, and I know that if I had to define myself or what I do, I wouldn't be able to. I simply wouldn't be able to, because the honest truth is I don't understand to that degree in a way to define it in words. Mm-hmm. But what you said about kind of individual modalities, that's exactly right, and that's why I hesitate to try to put any kind of specific definitions, because I don't want, in my limited thinking, to limit the work. You know, I believe that I believe I'm here doing the work of Spirit, and that my main role is to be a vessel that Spirit can use to further the benefits to all of mankind. I interpret that to be healing work, but it's more than just come to me because you have a physical ailment or even a spiritual ailment that you want healed. I do that work, and I love that work, and I hope very much for that to continue being the work that I do. But it goes even beyond working with individuals in that way, because I believe that what we need right now is to recognize that our spiritual connections go far beyond ourselves as individuals. And for me, I see a lot of the transition and shifting that's going on globally and energetically and universally even is about trying to reconnect to those whole connections that bring us all together, that go beyond ourselves as individuals, beyond ourselves as a species of humans. And I don't dare do anything that limits that work. I don't want to do that at all. I feel I need to keep myself open to whatever work will come through me, and yes, it takes a variety of forms. Right now what I'm aware of is and loving working with is the shamanic work and the Reiki, which I believe the two modalities come together really, really naturally. But what I'm coming to try to grasp in this not really understanding what it's all about aspect, the information I've received through a variety of modalities and means, including working with yourself and Alexor, I've come to understand that healing has been a path of mine through many, many lifetimes, and that I have been a variety of healers and a variety of modalities in many lifetimes, and that what I'm doing now is kind of a culmination of all of that work and the wisdom that I accumulated through doing that work, and that my role now is to figure out how to bring that forth and offer it to be used in whatever way is in the highest and greatest good of any and all of us to the best of my ability. Boy, that was a long answer.
You know what? I loved it because it was so clear and it offered so much of a universal perspective. So, you know, keep the long answers coming. We love them. We love them. The other thing is, I really hear what you're saying is that you're being called to be yourself fully, even in unknown directions. And when I hear you talk and I'm also able to see your light body, I'm seeing that I agree with you, that this is a culmination of many lifetimes of healing work, and the wisdom that has carried you through all of those lifetimes is present here now within you, all those lifetimes. And when I look at the work that you I'm shown by soul permission from you to be shown this work, I'm shown that it's earth work, it's sky work, and everything else together, any walk of life that you can assist. And I think that's beautiful, and I think that that's really very much about a universal healing that's coming into play, which you've already touched on, which is individuals being able to, even ones that are already in one modality or another, realizing that they need to expand into a community of universal consciousness. And I think that part of what, and I would like you to share this with me, is you talked with me in the past about community ritual. Talk to me about what that means and what it offers and your perception of it.
Well, it's something that I'm still very young and even thinking about. I just know that it calls very strongly to me. It was an aspect of the shamanic apprenticeship that I did a few years ago, which was a very extensive program and delved into many, many ways that shamanic work can be utilized. And one of those ways was doing the community ritual and community healing work, and that called very, very strongly to me because I feel right now, I feel that energy is starting to pick up and move, but we've really, in order for this full shift, this full transition to be able to go into motion, we've got to get more of this energy moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that I hope to play a part in doing that. And I see that being possible by more and more bringing people together and doing that in many ways, hopefully crossing lines of difference and commonality and really trying to find ways to bring people who might not otherwise think they had anything in common together. And I see community ritual as a way to do that. My hope is that we're ready for this. We'll see. I'm testing the waters like the rest of us are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping that there are others like myself who feel called to come to community again. And that if there is someone offering them a way to do that, that they might answer that call. And I think on a very basic level, it needs to start off with what I will still call ritual, but would be in a very simple form, and that's coming together and sharing hopes and dreams, maybe some songs and movement.
Mm-hmm.
I had the honor of participating in some community ritual with one of my teachers during my work,
mm-hmm.
And one was a peacemaking ritual here in Portland,
mm-hmm.
where I live, and brought people together from all walks, and we just literally gathered in a park with drumming and chanting and extending of ourselves to our neighbors, turning to someone that you've never met before and introducing yourself and sharing what drew you to be here for this.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we just start there, getting people talking to one another, getting
mm-hmm.
people talking together that wouldn't otherwise be talking together, and then I really hope to have that grow to be even a movement of, instead of the old rally, I mean, we've got to get people speaking up again.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the 60s, it was, you know, the rallies, people coming together to express their indignation, their righteous, rightful indignation. And I'm hoping that maybe there's a way to create a different avenue to express our dissatisfaction with what's going on, not from that perspective of the negative side of things, but by expressing our dreams of what we want to take the place of what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what that looks like in the way of a ritual,
mm-hmm.
but that's what I feel called to try to figure out.
Well, bless you for feeling not only called, but for showing up for that call, because I think that many individuals all over the world, even showing up, that's the first step to opening, awakening, and then showing up then reveals the next step, which is walking through and being able to connect. What I feel you're talking about, and especially when I feel it coming from you, is a very peace-filled, from the heart, loving exchange where community people get together and are able to free flow and maybe connect on some issues, but really do it from a peaceful place and possibly even a celebration place instead of rallying against what is not and amplifying and fueling that focus, rallying with each other and celebrating that that focus is going to be transmuted and changed just by the celebration itself. So there's so much power in what you're saying, and I thank you for being one that is willing to not only talk about this, but to show up for the call, to go out there and to say, I am here, people, and if you want to get together to create one voice or a singing voice or to celebrate or to create Sacred Journey, let's go ahead and let's stop waiting. And it leads me into what motivates people, what direction do we choose, and why? You know, and that's really what's happening right now with change is happening very quickly. It's happening instantaneously, if not within a month's time. A person's entire life can change. And everything is changing in relationship to what the person is focusing on. So what you focus on, you give life form and permission to have it exist and be. So it's a very exciting time, it's a very intense time, and it's a very quickened rate of speed time. I feel like you're very much a bridge maker, that you, because your modalities, your wheel of consciousness, if you will, is so large and so universal that I feel like you can create a bridge from your perspective to the perspective of anyone, anywhere, and that can be a bridge where people meet in the middle. Instead of having to own that bridge, that we can all stand on it together and create balance. So I would say that, you know, I'm not going to define you, but I would say that you are definitely a universal worker, light worker, that's creating bridges, you know, and not waiting. You're not waiting for others to take the lead and show you the way and follow. There's a time where many people right now on the earth plane in their humanity are really showing up and saying, okay, I don't need to be behind the scenes anymore, behind the curtain, hidden in plain view. I'm going to step forth and I'm going to be partnering with spirit within me, through me. Would you say that that's something along the journey of what you're also experiencing?
Yes, yes, I would. I hope I can live up to that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to do that. I know that if I felt like I had to understand what I was doing and be able to plan it all out in a way that made sense to me, I would probably run screaming and give up right now, because I don't have any idea what that looks like. But I do feel really ready to trust the universe to have a purpose for me,
mm-hmm.
and to believe that if I make myself available to step into that role, that it will be shown to me. And I'm still very, very new in the process. I'm very, very new in the process. But I do believe with all my heart, and I believe that this is a process of heart that we're all in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe with all of my heart that I can make some difference, even if it's just connecting with one other person that then connect with one other person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that gets that ball going and moving, and I think that's what we need right now. And if I can do something on a larger scale, then all the better, because I'm so sad that there's so many suffering people,
mm-hmm.
and situations, and it can be very overwhelming. It can be very, very overwhelming what we hear about going on around us in the world right now. And I know that it would be very easy to succumb, because sometimes I want to succumb to a sense of desperation and a sense of pointlessness of all of it, and that concern that we, you know, is it going to be like this forever? Will we never have it be better again? And I don't want to be in that place. That's a dark and unhappy place that I don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure many others must feel similarly. I can't imagine I'm the only one.
Oh, no, certainly not.
And to just try to do something, even if it's just connect with a neighbor, I think that gives us all a sense that maybe we can have some impact, even if it's just a simple impact, a small and seemingly insignificant impact. I don't think there is anything insignificant at all.
No, I agree. In fact, you said to me the other day, everything's connected, nothing's more significant than anything else. I quote you.
Yes.
And I thought that was so beautiful. I wrote it down because it's true that to connect with one person is enough that we're also connected and we're also much a part of one another, that to the intensity of our differences that we fight for, there's an intensity of love that not only matches that, but goes beyond it. And it's such an incredible opportunity to connect, whether it's with a person or connect with the energy that's the opposite of that desperation, to connect with the energy of peace within, to become an instrument and a tool where if you're having a day that feels desperate, if you're having a day of loss, if you're having a day of grief, that you have that experience, you don't hold that against you, and then move into a place of, now I'm going to dwell within me or call upon me to dwell within me, the energy of peace, of knowing, of connecting with that there is a great mystery, if you will, or a, whatever you're going to define it as, a universal knowledge and consciousness that is a divine orchestration, and it is at all times striving to return or is in its balance. And that I think not having a definition about where you're going but just showing up is also about letting go of control. And so many of us in our humanity find that our security and our safety is through our control of our space or of the people around us, etc. And letting go of that control first starts with us, not necessarily of letting go of the people around us, but internally still controlling ourselves. But letting ourselves off the hook is, I think, part of what you're experiencing. Is there is a celebration, I have to say, in your aura, in your light, and in your light body and from your spirit family, because anything's possible now. Nothing is impossible. And, you know, the word impossible broken up means I'm possible. So anything is possible for you right now, not only for you, but imagine all the beings that spirit can guide to you, can align with you because you're so open and you can work with spirit. I wanted to ask you about your connection to the animal kingdom and what that means to you.
Well, the animal kingdom means quite a bit to me, actually, and I believe working with animals and working for animals is a very significant piece of the work that I am meant to do right now. I have had the great pleasure of doing quite a bit of work with a variety of animals, both using Reiki and some of the shamanic techniques that I am familiar with. And I find that the energy, the soul energy of animals is so beautiful and so refreshing. And they are beings that are so open to being healed and healing others and working with others. And I feel that we so desperately underestimate animals in this world. And if I had a crusade I could go on to save the world, it would be to stop the constant decimation of the various species of all life, beyond mm-hmm. even animals. That mm-hmm. goes, you know, infinitesimally to the bacteria world. And it goes back to what you quoted me as saying, nothing is more significant than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That includes that, you know, we're no more significant than that active bacteria that has a purpose for being here, and all the animals. And I hope to be a bridge, I guess, to use your analogy,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
between us and the animal kingdom, and even beyond that, as connects to the earth. I really want to find a way to open up that universal connection between all life, because I think we've so much lost touch with our connections to the natural world, be that the animal kingdom or other forms of nature, you know, the plants, the rocks. Everything has life. Mm-hmm. Everything has a purpose, and everything has something to offer us if we will open ourselves up to hearing the message or receiving it from someone else who hears the message. And I feel very honored to work with a lot of animal spirits who I think see me as a connection for them to get messages back to us here, because animals have a lot to offer us beyond no understanding them as animals. When you get into the spirit realm, spirit is spirit no matter what form it takes, and every mm-hmm. form of spirit has something to offer us is what I believe, and I feel very honored to work very closely with animals and hope to do quite a bit more. I'm going to allow myself to take a little bit of credit for believing that I've really aided people with their animals in times of crisis. Mm. And that is such a delight and such an honor to do, because animals need a way to communicate their needs.
Absolutely. And you should take credit for that, because it is a relationship between you and the animals to help translate to the human, and it's a very strong, like you said, spirit-filled relationship, and one that holds so much hope for verbal language to not be the language that we all relate in, but that we start expressing ourselves through other modalities, especially through the heart. And I feel like your work is really authentic, pure, and very heart-centered. And that's why I know the effect that you've had on the animal kingdom has been to its highest degree, because that's the only way that their communication would get across to you and you to others. With that said, I invite everyone who has a question or a comment to reach you, and what is the best way for people to reach you?
Well, right now, I think email would probably be the most efficient way to get through to me. I am in the process of trying to get together a website, but mm-hmm. it's not constructed enough. But I would be very happy to communicate with anyone who's interested in communicating with me on any of the things that we've spoken about. My email address, mm-hmm. shall I give that now?
Yes, please do, and then you can pronounce it, if you will, and then if you wouldn't mind spelling it as well.
Of course. It's wahaya@gmail.com, and that is spelled wahaya
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Now, I want to remind everybody at this point in the show, if you have a comment or question to ask this most magnificent being, please feel free to call in, and the number is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. Now, Laura, for those listeners who are not familiar with shamanism or shamanic healing, how would you define that or explain that to them?
Essentially, there's about as many forms of shamanism as there are cultures that have ever existed on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But the form of shamanism that I work with is called core shamanism, and there have been a number of elements identified as being pretty much a part of every element of shamanic culture that's ever existed on the planet. And every continent at some time in history had shamanic cultures on it. So it is truly the birthright of all of us to connect into that if we feel called to do that. Now, what that means for me is, and in core shamanism, is we use the tool of journeying, which I'll be happy to explain more in a moment, to connect with the spirits that reside around us in non-ordinary reality, which exists coexistent to our what we would consider ordinary reality. And journeying is a shifting of the brain waves to that point where you can kind of move from ordinary reality into non-ordinary reality. And in core shamanism, we do that through rhythmic sound, either drumming or rattling, sometimes with chanting. But it's a way to communicate with the spirit realm to get information that is beyond our ability to get here in ordinary reality. And I always believe in deferring to the spirits because they know so much more than we do. They can see so much more than we see just in our small little perspective here. By being able to communicate with the spirits, I'm able to go and get information about things that will benefit whatever it is I'm seeking guidance on, whether it's a way to heal someone who's in pain or helping someone learn how to tap into the spirit world through shamanic journeying to gain their own insights or to get insight about solutions to problems even. And that's where I hope to tie that in with the community ritual work. To just tap into information of ways that we can make really big changes that go beyond just a one-on-one level. But yes, I think really without going into a lot of detail, that would really be it in a nutshell, communicating with spirits and non-ordinary reality to get information beyond what I'm capable of knowing myself as a normal human being.
Well, that was very well explained. Thank you. Absolutely. And then the Reiki, of course, for listeners, is one modality of energy healing, which there are as many modalities out there. There are that many humanity beings out there and beyond that in capacity to heal. And I think Reiki is very much one source, but not the only source of knowledge about how to allow this energy of healing that I believe we were all born with to move through us and work with us to assist others to return to their natural state of perfection. I wondered, too, about, for you, you talked about answering a call in faith, and so I was wondering, what is your faith, your trust in yourself, and what is your connection to, what would you define as your higher power?
I keep my definition of higher power fairly loose. I usually refer to that as spirit. And to me, that is kind of a universal connection that we all have, as you yourself have just mentioned, to the source of everything. And I think, you know, many people define that as God. Many people are uncomfortable with that definition. I think that there's a lot of ways of defining that same essential core connection that we all have within us to the beginning of energy. It's an energetic connection that
so it's one that's felt by you. It's one, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's one that's not just about mentally understanding it. It's also about being open to feeling the connection.
Oh, it's all about feeling. Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's very, very specifically true with both of the modalities we've spoken of, Reiki and shamanism. They're both modalities that work through the heart and not through the mind at all. In fact, the mind is best put, you know, to the background, because to try to dissect and understand what's happening would, in my opinion, diminish it. It is truly an act of faith in that it's work through the heart. It's entirely work through the heart. Reiki is, in my experience, it is such an utter, pure form of compassion and love. It's very, very heart-centered work. And as you yourself just mentioned, and I want to absolutely confirm that I agree entirely that it's something we all have in us and all have the capacity to connect to. And that's one of the exciting things about getting my Reiki Master is now I can be a piece of passing that on to others who are interested as well.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the way you express yourself. And with that said, it sounds like we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Mary, and I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
I was just listening in on my internet, and I was interested in what you guys were discussing about feeling that you have a spiritual purpose and to try to share that with others. We just ended a big ordeal with my son. I have happen to have an older son who has multiple disabilities, and we went through a huge criminal trial here in our state where the teacher had slapped my son, and it has brought me to a place in my life that I feel I can help people in our situation, and I just don't know how to get started on that.
Well, my gosh, thank you so much for sharing your story and for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to touch on that, and then I definitely want to hear what Laura has to say. I think that what happened to you and with you is a tremendous amount of fuel to really fuel you into the future of your life, and use that fuel of what's happened to be a voice and to be a teacher and to allow your feeling body to give you the insight and of calling up. It's really just about your voice being heard, calling up whatever modality, television, radio, paper, writing a book, several books, actually, your spirit guides say, about what you've just been through, because what you've just been through is about an awakening. It was hugely an awakening for you and your family, and it's now about you taking that awakening to a whole other level, to the family of humanity. Laura, what's your hit on that?
Well, I definitely have the same sense that you do, in that as unfortunate as the circumstances sound like they have been, I do think that it is a calling that spirit is. You're hearing spirit say that you have something to offer others, and my experience has been that sometimes just being willing to share, like you've just done with us, share with others what you've been through and how it affected you and how you've grown from your own experience. There might be support groups related to the disabilities that your son has that might offer you an opportunity to connect with others who really, really are experiencing similar things to what you have experienced. And just trust your heart to speak for you. And if you're speaking your truth from your heart, then you will pass something on to someone else.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Yes.
I absolutely agree.
Thank you.
It's about taking the trust of what's happened to you and your family and really being a bridge. You know, we're all being asked and called to be a bridge to one another, and a teacher, and really a mirror. I see that you are being asked and called to be a mirror for others that are completely unaware that even what you've gone through exists. And
yeah.
also a mirror of strength and a mirror of what's possible just by you sharing the impossibility of what you just went through. So I would trust that I would journal, I would write, I would reach out, I would connect, I would network, like Laura was saying, I would create community, and I would just know that you are being called upon to speak and be heard, and that your voice will travel through the hearts of many.
Okay.
And thank you so much for calling in, and bless you and your family.
Oh, thank you for
very
your comfort.
Very best of luck to you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys are doing great things.
Thank you.
So, Laura, I have to tell you, I mean, it's so beautiful because to hear the way that you talk and you express yourself, and the when I said you get a hit on that, what you shared was so heartfelt, and it was so beautiful, and it was straight from your heart to hers and to everyone else's, including mine. And I feel like every moment for the rest of your life is an opportunity for you to recognize that you do already have within you a connection to the voice of spirit, and the voice of spirit is about love, and that voice is expressed through you very, very exquisitely, and more importantly, very, very heartfelt and, again, full of love. And like you just said to the caller, with that knowing, or somebody like myself or others that you will work with in the future, sharing that with you, revealing it, and being a mirror to you, I can only hope that you will take that as fuel, as a confirmation and validation, and keep on talking and showing up.
Well, thank you so very much. I hope to continue doing that too. It's, you know, some days it feels a little daunting stepping forward, not being really clear about what you're doing, but, but I do have tremendous faith in the process, and I would hate to not do everything I was meant to do just because I didn't try.
Oh, that's so great. Absolutely. And somebody who is very, very close to me and who I honor tremendously has said to me, and I've never forgotten the words, and somebody that I feel is one of my biggest teachers and mirror, said, enjoy the journey. And it's really the journey, not always the destination, that reveals all of the details and reveals the landscape and what's possible and what's beautiful. Sometimes the journeys are very short with a client or with people. They're in our lives. There's a lesson or a teaching or a healing, or regardless of what it is, and then we move on. And sometimes it's lifelong, and the connection never ends. So we're coming to the end of the show, but I wanted to remind people that to reach you is through your email. And if you were to repeat that again, the name of it and then how it's spelled.
Yes, it's wahaya@gmail.com, and that is spelled wahaya@gmail.com.
Thank you. And I invite everyone that has been listening, and if you have felt anywhere within you a moment of connection or resonance with my very special guest, Laura, to reach out and connect. Because if you're looking for somebody who, and these are my words, but if you're looking for somebody who is authentic and pure, and the light and love and energy that moves through her is unlimited by her. She's not blocking it or forcing it to become something or forcing anything. She's just open. I think that that's definitely the route to go. And I think that with so many modalities of healing that are out there, that maybe one of the biggest mirrors that you are creating and offering is for one individual or many more that see you, or if you're out in the world dealing with a health issue, trust your intuition and trust that you'll be guided to the right place. And if where you find yourself in doesn't feel right, then ask your feeling body to reveal more and follow that path. But enjoy the journey as I have enjoyed the tremendous journey of our paths crossing, Laura, and I have the tremendous joy and honor of knowing some of Laura's family members who I adore down to my toes as well, and just really great, great people that I'm blessed that you're on this earth at the same time I am. I'm very grateful.
Well, your words are very, very flattering and very kind, Cynthia. Thank you so much, and your support and your guidance are tremendous for me, and I can't thank you enough for the opportunity that you've given me to be here with you tonight and share some of my thoughts, and just thank you ever so very much.
You're welcome, absolutely, and as always, I say let's all pay it forward. In the kindness that's been offered to us and the love that's been exchanged and maybe an understanding that was hard to come by, then pay that understanding forward and let's all treat each other first and foremost in a loving way, like hopefully we would treat ourselves, and then pass that on. With that said, if you would like to reach myself, you can reach me at CYN. S as in Sam, 999@gmail.com. Again, CYN, S as in Sam, 999@gmail.com. And thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. And thank you so much, caller, for calling in. We are so grateful that you participated on so many levels tonight. And as always, my deep gratitude for being able to be here in the presence of everyone else. And tune in 2 weeks from now for another very special guest. And as always, this is Cynthia Sloan, and if it resonates, make it your own.